Coach Speck in the studio now. That's Kevin Bessler hacking in the background. Hi, Coach. Well, you
good morning.
Take a lozenge. I'm fine. Just went down the wrong pipe.
That beard is looking good on you, by the way.
Thanks. Kevin's got it. He's going the Movember thing.
Movember?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's doing the...
Yeah, I tried that. It's not a good look.
No,
I
mean,
no. And when the hair on your face is longer than the hair on your head, there's
that's really bad.
A good look.
No.
That's not a good look. All right, Coach Speck. A tough, tough loss last week. I've got a question for you. As a matter of fact, let me hunt this text up. I want to make sure I have this right, because I'm sure you've had the question and a million times. And as the game was progressing here and we saw what was coming, I was texting back and forth with a buddy of mine. And it was, do you go for the win or do you go for the tie? Here's the text I got this morning. Ask the coach why it's football coach standard procedure to play for a tie with 1 minute left in the game. Many coaches do it. Many fans think there should be three long passes. And then he says, this is asked by a guy who knows nothing about football coaching and usually is overserved by that point in the game.
That's a good question. Most of the time I'm very aggressive in those situations. We've won a lot of close games. It all depends on your confidence in the offense at that time and where the ball was. The ball was deep in our own territory, and we had a very young quarterback that's a dual-threat guy who I was playing, and I didn't have a lot of confidence that we'd be able to move the ball 70 or 80 yards for a touchdown at that time with a minute left. And we got the first down. As I look back, the only thing I should have done probably as I look at it, I should have called timeout to think about it. But when I look back on it, we did the right thing at that time. Now, most of the time in that scenario, we're going to go for it and we'll try to win the game there. But we were deep, deep in our own territory. And if, interception there ends the game because they got a guy named Vinatieri.
Yeah.
That's their kicker. And he doesn't miss. And he's got a big, big leg. And if you turn the ball over, you're going to lose the game. So I felt at that time that our team was physical and we were playing very well, both sides of football. You know, at least with our physicality, you know, offensively, we had our issues in the game, obviously. But I felt if we got on a short field, it's easier to defend a short field than it is a long field, obviously. And the passing game is more difficult in a short field. I felt we could run the football, and it didn't come to fruition in overtime. So that's the reason why there, and that's a good question because anybody who's watched us, I love going for it on fourth and short, you know, love those kind of things, scenarios, sometimes no matter where the football is. But you as a coach have to have confidence that you're going to be able to deliver in that scenario. I felt the risk outweighed the reward there. But the week before against, you know, Western, we faked a punt,
yeah.
You know. So it's just decisions are made As a decision maker, decisions are made based on the confidence you have in some of the things you're doing at the time. And I didn't think where the scenario was in that situation was worth the risk. And we were going to play for overtime there. Normally you wouldn't. You know, if you go back here, if you look back in 2010, we played Central Missouri, and we scored to take the lead to tie it. We went for two and scored right there. I felt at that time we had to go for two or else we'd lose the game. And we went for two, got it, and won it. You know, I thought about going for two, when we tied it.
Yeah.
I felt like, well,
oh, yeah,
should we go for two here?
Yeah.
And I just didn't have the confidence, you know. And that's where, as a coach, you know, your confidence has to be in the you know you're sending the message, hey, we're going to get this. And I just didn't want to put our team in that scenario. I felt that we needed to play for a shorter field. If we got to play on a shorter field, we try to make it a physical brawl and try to win the game that way. But didn't work out, and that's, you know, that's here and there. But usually in that scenario, I'm very aggressive.
So
I wasn't that scenario because I felt there wasn't enough time and we're too deep in our territory, and a mistake there would be very, very – and we have a very young player under center, and I didn't feel comfortable there.
All right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, Barry, I'll accept that. I'm not a coach either. You know, we can sit – I mean,
and you can second guess those kind of things.
Fans can sit there and, yeah, we do it all the time.
I can tell you – I just told you a couple of examples where we were very aggressive
and
went for the win and, in that scenario. But it all depends. Every game takes a life of its own, and there's a confidence level that you have to have, I think, to do that. And I didn't have that confidence right there.
So you did have a freshman quarterback – In place of Colby, and the reason for that was?
I won't say.
Okay.
I'll tell you Saturday night.
Okay. Can you say who's starting tomorrow?
Can't say. No, not going to say that.
You want me to play a song or something then?
No. No. We know who the starting quarterback is going to be, and we know what we're going to do there, but I just don't want to put it out there.
All right. So is that for, defensive purpose? I mean, because team scouting, you know, now that you're forcing them to watch games with.
You're a really smart man.
I am not a smart man.
You're
a
very smart
dummy.
Man. That's very smart.
Okay. All right.
That's exactly right.
I want to tip your hand.
That's it. Make him get ready for both.
All right. This is obviously we've been saying it all week, and it's an understatement, really, how important this game is. I don't imagine you have to say a whole lot to get the team fired up about this game.
You are exactly right. If I have to, then we got the wrong guys playing. You know, and this is a game where the players, and I said tongue in cheek to some of our friends in the media who are very good people. And they ask me, the same question. I said, I don't want to sound like a smart aleck, but if I have to do that, we got the wrong guys playing. And they're smart guys, you know, and they know what's at stake. And, you know, we addressed that before the week started, but I don't think we need to hit them over the head with that. We got to worry about blocking, tackling, get off the blocks, covering people, you know, the fundamentals of football, the process. You heard about Nick Saban. That is exactly true. You have to do a process of winning. There's a process you have to follow each and every week to get to that point where you can win. And that's what we want to focus on right now. But we know what's at stake.
How do you prepare for this game? Obviously, you're facing a very tough opponent, but it looks like you're going to be facing some pretty wicked weather. There's a calling for showers and storms and 20 to 30 mile an hour winds.
Awesome.
You like that?
Awesome.
Well, tell me why.
Because we don't have an indoor, and our kids, when we go, only thing that keeps us off the field is lightning, you know, obviously. But we go out, and if it's bitter cold in the winter when we're training. But our guys are weathered, if you will, and we don't ever use that as an excuse. No matter if we have to throw it, doesn't matter. You saw the South Dakota game a couple of years ago. We had a blizzard here, and we threw the ball and ran the ball and did what we had to do. That's... You know, that cannot be you as a player, you cannot, or as a coach, you can't let your players use anything as an excuse. We have no control over when we play, the weather when we play. Only thing we have control over is our performance, and that's all we focus on.
All right. And are you happy with the way practice has gone this week?
Yeah.
Okay.
We've had a good week, and our players are in good spirits, and you know, that's the most important thing. And try to make it as fun as it can be, and get our work done. You know, this time of year, it's very, you know, you have to, you say, well, what's too much, what's not enough for preparation, because the players have gone through a long season. Now we haven't had a bye for 10 weeks. So we've got to manage that part of it too.
Yeah.
And so they feel good on Saturday. So I think it went well.
Senior day. You can talk about the seniors tonight from Schooners.
Can hardly wait.
The coach's show at 6 o'clock tonight at Schooners. We invite you to that. And if you can't make it, we'll have it here for you on WJBC. And now we can stream that online, and you can get it on your WJBC app too if you're out of the listening area. And we want to get as many people into the stadium as possible for this final game. It's senior day. It's a very important game. And tickets are still available at goredbirds.com, 438-8000. But we have a pair for you right now, and if you're the seventh caller, the tickets are yours. Not only tickets to the game, but our tailgate before the game, too, with Coors Light and Hy-Vee. 829-2345 is the number. Caller 7 will get those tickets. Coach, we will see you tonight.
You will, and thanks for having me on. I wish, please come out and watch these guys play. They've worked very hard, and this is a big-time game, and you know, they've worked hard to put themselves in a meaningful game here at the end of the season. So, and we need to send our seniors out the right way.
All right.
Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
See you tonight.